Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. We're live from the Farm Progress Show, courtesy of ADM. This hour, Congressman Rodney Davis will join us, plus we'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here live at the Farm Progress Show, kind of doing our best golf voices here as the panel discussion is going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, we shifted back to the Decatur Forest Nights Classic.
It's okay.
Yeah.
They have a good group here this morning of farmers here to listen to an expert panel discussion about the markets that's going on right now in the ADM tent. And they all arrived here early.
Yeah, there's not a lot of them were here, but way before 6 o'clock, before we got started. And enjoyed some breakfast from the folks at Nelson's. And now
was that Nelson's Catering that was doing that?
Yep, that's exactly right.
It was nice. They have like a bag breakfast. I'm kind of interested to see what's in there. Some sort of breakfast sandwich.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
Sandwiches.
I love a breakfast sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better than a breakfast sandwich on the go.
There's all kinds of great food down here. I know Cassandra went and talked to some folks yesterday, and, one guy was in, and he was just floored. He was like, it's so cool to be able to talk to different people from all around the world. He goes, it's great just to meet all of the different people that are here at the show.
Sure, one of the volunteers at the food tent?
One of the guys running one of the food booths.
Well, there's only...
I'm sorry. Yes. Yes.
I feel like you don't listen to me sometimes.
Sorry. Yes. At the tent.
There are four food
areas. Yes.
Food areas that kind of like corner the center, the heart of the Farm Progress.
Right.
And all four of them are being run and operated by local groups, two churches, the 4-H Club, and I'm having a hard time remembering what the fourth was, but they're all local.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are raising dollars for their own cause,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
is pretty cool.
And and what they also did is that talking to Matt Youngman last week, they basically give back. Oh, the Farm Progress Show itself basically gives these charitable the charitable groups and organizations roughly about $100,000. I know St. Patrick's School had an opportunity to be able to park cars, and they'll get almost $3,000 just for the 3 days worth of work of the volunteers being out here.
Absolutely, and as Matt Youngman pointed out yesterday when we visited with him, that's something they could outsource and make more money, but this is one of the ways that they choose to work with the community. So the community, once the Farm Progress Show is gone and done, there's money left behind
right.
for these organizations.
Right.
And, they could hire this out with some big company to come in and do the food and take all the profits themselves. But it's one of the ways they choose to continue to do it this way, so you can support local groups and causes.
Right. And something else that's going to be going on when the show tears down, all of the mulch and the plants and everything gets sold back here in town, and we'll be talking to the folks from Xylem coming up about that, because they're one of the ones who handle all of that, and we're going to talk to them to find out, A, how you can, if you're interested in coming out and buying something, because they've got over 1,000 mums out here alone, and then you've got to factor in all the mulch and all the other different things, so you'll be able to have an opportunity to come out and grab some of that stuff as well.
There are full gardens out
yeah.
here. I mean, some of the bigger companies, even some of the smaller companies, there's mulch everywhere. I mean, we're sitting on, I don't know how many cubic feet of mulch, right here in the ADM tent,
right.
but if you go to even the smaller tents, they're all landscaped with flowers and shrubbery and,
right.
and that type of thing. So, yes, there's a large bit of that that is left over after the show that they do get rid of.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff. We're out here for the full 3 days. We'll be here today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, things slow down a little bit. If you're thinking about coming out to the Farm Progress Show, I would highly recommend tomorrow as your day to do it. The weather looks fantastic, a little less congested. I was amazed yesterday. I mean, people just don't understand the number of buses that come into this place. And they just, over in the parking lot, the main parking lot at Richland Community College, that where when all the construction is done, where you enter the main area where the large sculpture is out in front.
Right.
There must have been in that parking lot 50 charter buses, and that wasn't the only parking lot for buses.
Right.
I mean, it was just one of these just groups that come in and come in and come in. Now, it was interesting when I walked over there, and the Illinois State Police were inspecting the buses.
Okay.
Why do you think that happens?
Well, I'm sure DOT regulates. I'm sure DOT regulates those that industry. So I'm sure they have to be, you know, they have to meet certain standards. I mean, you know, I remember a few years ago there was a tragic bus accident. Can't remember exactly where it was. But
I get that. But wouldn't you then require the bus companies to make sure that that happens and that there's inspections done? It just seemed odd to me with all of the stuff that was going on.
Were they like looking under the hood kind of inspections or like looking under the bus?
No, they were as a detail. I mean, and maybe it is a safety thing. I don't, it's hard for me to imagine. But they were literally, they had a contingency of state police officers that were in that parking lot that were inspecting every bus.
Mind if you get over and check that out and see if we can find out on that?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because I asked him, because I was illegally parked in that parking lot, and I had a vested interest in finding out what they were doing.
Making sure your vehicle was safe.
And I said, are you guys manning, or, you know, are you monitoring or policing this lot? And they said, no, we're just here for bus inspections. Now, maybe that's just in this day and age of terrorism and God knows what, you know, maybe that's just part of the standard operating procedure.
Yeah.
Whenever you get a large group of people together and you're going to park a vehicle close to a
vicinity
where there's a large gathering of people, maybe that's just sort of the day and age we live in. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either, but we'll see if we can find out on that because that's interesting. You know, but obviously when you've got, like you said, when you've got 50 buses all in one certain area, in one parking lot alone, I'm sure there might be a little bit of that. You've got to make sure that things are safe.
Right, I got to keep telling you to gym dance it down. You get too worked up, too much caffeine.
Yeah, I think so.
So anyway, we don't want to interrupt what's going on here with their panel discussion about the markets, and they've got a number of farmers here enjoying a nice breakfast, and they've got a three-person panel talking about the markets with them. They're hosting this. This is a new thing for them this year for ADM.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Foltz was explaining to us as we were doing our setup. We're normally like on the stage here at the ADM tent. We asked to sort of be put over to the side because we didn't want to, you know, be in the middle of their breakfast as they were here talking directly to their customers, and that's what's going on today. So if you hear any of that in the background, it's much better than full-on country music, which, by the way, was I correct yesterday that it was going to be human air that when we came down into the
yes
or no?
Yes.
I would like to point out it was not my human error.
It was not Lindsay's human error either. It was our brother.
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I'm just saying yesterday you were trying to give me all these explanations, and I guaranteed you it would come down to human air.
I believed you that it was probably going to come down to human error, but I didn't know the source of the problem. But once I got back to the radio station and discovered the source of the problem, yes.
Have we fixed it so that that doesn't happen?
Frank was going in as I was getting ready to leave.
I'll ask the question again.
He was disconnecting it yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
And is there, what
I don't remember why we have a feed.
Because you've played the Illini on there before or something.
No, that would run itself. I don't know why we would have had the WSOY feed in the 95Q studio, but, and, you know, because.
Well, no, it was vice versa. They were able to take over our board.
Well, what happened was, is that the feed to from WSOY to 95Q, when you mashed down these buttons, it caused it to feed over both radio stations.
Yeah, somebody should figure out that if we have buttons that are capable of doing that, that we need to disarm the buttons.
And you know what's funny? It tried to recreate the problem, couldn't do it.
Well, that's okay. I mean, everybody always says that about human error. Can we replicate that? Meanwhile, phones are going crazy. Facebook's going crazy. I'm getting messages on every platform. I mean, literally. I mean, I got one on LinkedIn yesterday as this was going on. Evidently, about 8:28 is what we've narrowed down from the, and it even took over the stream.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I mean, anything that was going through our board, our control board in our studio and their control board in their studio was on both stations.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah. It's fixed now.
Anyway, we did, because Lindsay was taking extra precaution in the studio with the podcast, you can get that last half hour clean in case you missed anything yesterday at NowDecatur.com or the NowDecatur app. Once again, a big thank you to Dwayne McCoskey and the folks from Marquee. We literally now have the Ethiopian and we have the Professor's Beans Brewed Awakening, the what they serve out here with the Culinary Institute from Richland. So our Marquee cup runneth over here this morning at the ADM 10, and we couldn't be happier about that. So we got a lot to get to here today. Exciting stuff. Congressman Rodney Davis will be with us about 7:40 right after Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. In fact, looks like he just walked in a little early. Maybe we'll let him take part in the panel discussion and then jump in here with us after the other side of the break, because he's got a busy couple of days here, and there are several congressmen who are going to be visiting here today, all members of the Ag Committee there in Washington, D.C. They are in charge of farm legislation and anything in the agribusiness world.
Right.
We'll find out exactly what it is they're doing over the next couple of days. We also have Senator Rose and Senator Andy Menar with us. Senator Menar was going to be here in person. Has been asked by the governor to be at an 8:45 press conference this morning to answer questions about SB1 education funding. So he, I'm assuming he'll be over here to the Progress Show a little later today. Was planned on being here in person, but what he was called on to do is what he should be doing. So he'll be visiting us by phone. And I don't even remember what Chapin Rose looks like. Someone will have to identify him for me.
I think I remember. I'll point him. I think we'll be okay.
I recognize his voice. What?
Not
too much?
No, you're good.
Okay. We'll get the congressman over here with us when we get on the other side of the break here, and then just giving Chapin a hard time.
Oh, we love Chapin.
Well, I don't know that I'd go that far.
Okay.
But he doesn't – let's just say he's not in the studio with us very often.
No. We'd like to see him more.
Yes.
I mean,
we are his district.
We really would like to see him more.
Just, I'm not saying he's not ever in the district.
Right.
Just saying he's not ever here early.
No. But I'm sure he'll be here today.
Back in the day, Senator Watson had a lot further drive than Senator Rose. Even Senator Brady, Johnny Bravo.
Down from Bloomington. He hoofed it down.
The community leaders breakfast, whatever. Oh, yeah. They were always going to be there.
Yeah.
I just a little more time, a little more FaceTime.
We'd like to see you.
Be a good
thing. Hang out with you, Senator.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 81 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 60 degrees. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 81. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 74 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 61 degrees.
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt & Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call 794-2226.
Your house, your way, our pleasure. That's the ProMax Construction way.
ProMax listens and develops a plan catered to you and your family. The right price, the right to get what you want from your home improvement dollar. That's ProMax Construction.
We do windows and siding, kitchens and baths, decks and porches, driveways and patios, restorations and remodeling, seamless gutters and gutter protection, painting, room additions, well, basically anything to do with your home.
Give your home an extreme max over. No job too large or small. ProMax Construction is committed to you and your 100% satisfaction. ProMax is here to serve you. Call Big John today.
Hi, this is Sharon Schlossky. I know Big John cares because I'm his wife. Call 424-8900. ProMax Construction is the way to go. That's 424-8900. ProMax Construction is the only name to know.
Hi, I'm Chris Krug, publisher of the Illinois News Network. We've redesigned our digital news home. If you're new to us, you'll appreciate the thoroughness and quality of reporting at ilnews.org. Our team of journalists provides truth and a rare sensibility that gets below the surface. We report on what's happening in Springfield in real time with frequent updates. No other news media provides the level of coverage and commentary found at the all-new ilnews.org. I invite you to read the most relevant news stories from the State House and across the state. Honest, insightful, all about Illinois, ilnews.org.
This is Byers and Company, live from the Farm Progress Show on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com, broadcast presented by ADM.
I want to thank our friends at Archer Daniels Midland for hosting the program for all these years. Always had a great spot right here in the middle of the Farm Progress Show to broadcast. No matter what the weather was, the heat, the whatever, we've had a great venue, and we really appreciate it. Not all of our media brethren are so lucky. Some are, out with card tables on the South 40 next to some broken down trailers.
Mm-hmm.
We always get it first class here, so we're very appreciative of that.
Such great partners.
Yeah, and then Eric Lee, of course, will be here today at 3 o'clock. Congressman Roddy Davis joins us. How was the breakfast sandwich? sandwich.
It was great, man. Bacon, egg, and cheese, biscuit. You cannot go wrong with Nelson's Catering.
Yeah, you really can't. And then a nice little bag. A breakfast sandwich is a good thing, right? You can, it's portable. You can move around. And they've got about 100 or so farmers here this morning. ADM's hosting a breakfast for the first time with some of their market experts, which is this is such a thing that you are so familiar with. And growing up with your background and in your district and then working all those years in Washington, D.C. as a chief of staff. I mean, you know, you're no stranger to the importance of agriculture. It's amazing to me how many people in our own community or your congressional district that have no idea the magnitude of what this is over these 3 days.
They don't have the magnitude. And you know, you're right.
It's not a pejorative, by the way. Yeah, it's just they just don't, you know, the food just gets to their kitchen and to their table, and no one really ever thinks about the process.
But even around here, we take for granted what the Farm Progress Show means to the nation. You know, we look at it and say, oh, it's the Farm Progress Show. It's that place that every 2 years decides to get packed and there's way too much traffic. But we don't take a step back and realize that this is the focal point for American agriculture this week in the entire country. That's why you're seeing so many
entire members country and the entire the world. There's 50 or 60 countries represented.
Absolutely. And you've got the Secretary of Ag coming today. You know, I didn't really grow up in agriculture. I grew up around it. I didn't know how much agriculture meant because I took it for granted. You know, and then my last career before I became an elected member of Congress was spent right here, 16 years. And every other year, we were always out here at the Farm Progress Show, and I was consistently amazed at how much it meant to Macon County and Decatur, but also how much it meant to the world.
Yeah, well, we do host it every year. They go to Boone, Iowa on the off years and then back here to Decatur, Illinois. I've been over to Iowa to their show just to see sort of how it compares, and this show is much, the infrastructure is much better. The people that have come together, I mean, and it was everybody. It was corporate donations. It was unions. It was, you know, community leaders and business leaders. And Richland Community College and so many people who really have put this thing together. And now the footprint, I mean, we go back to the first year, and I remember it like it was yesterday. This place is twice the size it was originally, and they're still selling out, which is just showing you the tremendous growth. I have a theory that when you say farming or you say agriculture, people sort of think backwards, like or the stereotype is. There's more cutting-edge technology out here and has consistently been. The first drone I ever saw in operation was here at the Farm Progress Show, and it was years ahead of, you know, the general public. I'm looking at the, I think it was at Monsanto yesterday, and they're, all the people that are coming through that tent, they're getting a virtual reality experience, you know, about their product. There's nothing backward at all about the agribusiness industry and what it means to the world and job creation. It's cutting edge.
You know, ag technology and ag research leads when it comes to cutting edge technologies, not just for growing more yields by buying better seeds and more productive seeds, but you're right, drone technology. I'm over at the GSI tent yesterday, and you know how many times we hear just that story of somebody getting caught in an auger, trying to get that last bit of corn out of a grain bin. They've developed a technology now that will actually automatically scoop out the rest of that corn that's in that bin and put it into the auger. It's a safety issue, too.
Well, it's going to be more productive and more profit, but as you said, the more hands-free they get and you let the machines do this stuff, it's going to be much, much safer for the American farmer and their families. And people don't realize, even to this day, the amount of accidents that happen on farms. I mean, it is a staggering number when you look at it.
It's very staggering, but it also shows the impact of what this show means, because this new and cutting-edge technology is starting here, and then it's going to go out. I was in southeast Missouri with another one of my colleagues, Jason Smith, helping him on Monday, and I was at a rice mill. I'd never been to a rice mill, and I walk up, and all I see is Central Illinois, because it's GSI, GSI, GSI. Well, so much infrastructure built right here. Thousands of jobs because of the infrastructure.
You take a trip to Assumption, Illinois, and you have the headquarters of the world's largest independent John Deere dealer and Sloan Implements.
Yep.
You have GSI, as you mentioned, in Assumption, Illinois. You know, and people, I think, just sort of, I don't know that they take it for granted or they don't know. They just don't realize the magnitude.
They don't realize the magnitude, and I always am amazed by the global footprint of our local corporations. It's not just GSI, which happens to be the largest employer in my home county. It's not just Sloan's, but it's ADM. You've got Caterpillar. You've got Tate and Lyle. I mean, so much is focused right here. Our local economy is so focused on agriculture that to be able to host this Farm Progress Show, I think is just a very big honor for Macon County and Central Illinois.
Well, it makes sense. Yeah. You know, we are the home for agribusiness. Now, I want you to stick through the news, and we'll have another segment here because there's a lot to talk about. You guys, you have several congressmen coming today. How many?
I think there's going to be a total of seven of us here today.
Okay, from?
All throughout the nation. We've got Pennsylvania. We've got Democrat ranking member Colin Peterson from Minnesota. Chairman Mike Conaway from Texas. He was here last night. Got to be with him. Then we've got many different Illinois members.
Okay, and what's the purpose of the get-together?
It's to listen. Yeah. I mean, it'll be a miracle, Brian. For three straight hours, you will not hear a member of Congress talk. You need to come witness this.
I'm planning on documenting it for those of you who refuse to believe, including myself.
I would not have believed it, but I participated in one in Texas earlier and one in Minnesota, and it actually happens.
All right, let's talk about Texas for a minute. What's going on with, I know the president was on the ground yesterday. Everyone's seeing this, that, you know, unfortunately now the technology means you get even more powerful images of just the devastation that's going on there because of drones and being able to get to areas that they couldn't get cameras to in past hurricanes. Can a government ever truly be prepared for something this size? I mean, you know, you don't get 50 inches of rain over 48 hours anywhere in the United States and have the system hold up, right? I mean, Mother Nature can just bring you to your knees.
She can, and she did, and she's doing it right now. And I think that technology, too, has helped rescue lives that may
no
not
doubt.
Have been saved
no
in,
doubt.
In past disasters. One of the first votes I took in Congress 4 years ago was Hurricane Sandy relief, and I voted for every version of Hurricane Sandy relief because I think if the federal government should do something well,
this ought
to help
be
communities
it.
Recover from natural disasters. We've seen it on the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. That's my district. And I remember having New York and New Jersey members come up, had never met me, saying thank you. I said, well, this is what we should be doing. And, oh, by the way, the next Mississippi River disaster, I'm coming to you.
Yeah.
Because we're going to need help. And Texas needs help. And FEMA is not going to make is not going to go in and rebuild million-dollar houses. That's not the programs that exist. But what this disaster relief is going to do is going to rebuild the infrastructure in Houston, Texas, and Southeast Texas. Because we've got that's the public duty. And think about it. When you see these pictures of stoplights being underwater, that much water, you have to rebuild an infrastructure just to actually get the Houston and the southeastern or southwestern American economy going again. That's what this disaster relief bill will do.
Well, in the meantime, if you want to give the American Red Cross, there's plenty of organizations that you can
Salvation
support financially that are on the ground there helping those folks and are going to be on the ground there for weeks and months as they climb out of this. And they will. Good thing about Texas, they're Texans, and they know how to rebuild and have the fortitude to do that. But there's a lot of people that are going to need help in the meantime. And I was grateful that President Trump acted so quickly on this. And that isn't necessarily always the case, right? I heard the lieutenant governor of Texas describing FEMA usually lagging weeks behind. We're actually days ahead this time around.
You know, mistakes help you learn.
Yep.
The mistakes of Katrina helped us as the federal government put ourselves in a better position to be prepared to make sure that we worked with the locals even better to get that permission to come in and stage resources. But even with all the stage resources, it's still, you cannot prepare for that disaster that happened in Texas.
No, I don't think there's any state could. If you drop 50 inches of rain on Chicago, we'd be right in the exact same situation. So I hope the finger pointing is kept to a minimum and people just work together to pull these people out of what they're going through right now, and the nation will be a better place. And the good news is most people are doing that, rolling up their sleeves and getting to work. And then the looters and the handful of people wanting to take advantage and charge $100 for a case of water, those people ought to be thrown in jail for a good long time. We'll take a break for the news. We get back here more with Congressman Roddy Davis, Mark Tupper, and Tupper on Sports. Here's Jeff Daly.
WSOY News Time is 729. If you're someone who's not that keen on agriculture-related stuff, you may not think the Farm Progress Show is for you. However, if you find yourself here, there's a craft marketplace tent where you can find different items. Don't let the plain tent fool you. There's a trove of crafts and boutiques inside. Wendy Campbell is the owner of Roxley and Lola. It's a jewelry shop, and she says it's not your grandma's craft tent, and there are items from jewelry to soap and LuLaRoe available. Speaking of soap, Sam James of Decatur and his wife, Libby James, run Three Sisters Gourmet Soap.
This is all about sharing. This is not about money. This is a product that is healthier, more beneficial, it has a better purpose than the chemically enhanced manufactured stuff.
Libby said all of her soaps are made from goat's milk, oils, and fragrances. You can find something unique and homemade at the Arts and Crafts tent. It's right there on Prairie Progress Avenue in the southwest quadrant of the Farm Progress Show. More news after Fox.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It's Louisiana's turn for the brunt of Tropical Storm Harvey, now inland after making landfall early this morning. Governor John Bel Edwards tells Fox and Friends.
We know that we have about 500 power outages and numerous roads are overtopped with water. But this morning, thus far, I can tell you the worst case scenario has not happened. We're very grateful for that.
Among at least 18 people killed in this storm, a woman swept away in a swollen canal in Texas with her 18-month-old daughter holding on. The little girl was rescued. A 16-year-old boy named Nathaniel Jewett's facing murder charges, accused of killing two library workers in New Mexico, wounding four people.
The teen was led away in handcuffs from the Clovis Carter Public Library after the shooting on Monday. His pastor says he had recently joined the Living Word of God Church and appeared to be turning his life around after a troubled period.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time is 7:31. The Illinois Senate has approved a new system for funding schools that will reduce large disparities between wealthy and poor districts. Legislators voted 38-13 yesterday to approve the plan that passed the House Monday. Governor Bruce Rauner has said he'll sign the bill quickly to get state money to more than 800 districts that have been waiting for funding for the new school year. Lawmakers have tried for decades to overhaul a school funding formula that's considered the least equitable in the United States. The new plan provides more money to all school districts. It also provides $75 million for a tax credit for people who donated to private school scholarships. That drew criticism from teacher unions, some school officials, and lawmakers. In sports last night, it was the Cardinals over the Brewers 10-2. It was the Cubs winning over the Pittsburgh Pirates behind Jake Arrieta 4-1. We have Cardinal baseball for you this afternoon as they take on the Brewers once again. We'll have that for you starting at 12:15. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens, I'm Jeff Daly, live from the ADM exhibit at the Farm Progress Show for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
The new Millikan Decatur Symphony season is here. The opening night features Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, pianist Ilya Yukushov, and Prokofiev's suite from Romeo and Juliet with dancers from the Alabama Ballet. Later, the orchestra pays tribute to John Williams' iconic movie scores and hosts a Polish violinist performing the Schindler's List. Then ring in the holidays with the Moscow Ballet's The Great Russian Nutcracker and receive 10% off when buying all three shows. Tickets are on sale now and start at only $10. Visit the Kirkland box office or kirklandfinearts.com for more information.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Tougher on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We'll be back here with Congressman Davis in just a couple of minutes. Right now it's time for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Mark is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. All right, let's start with D. Brown this morning.
Well, for the longest time, Brian, D. Brown's wanted to get to break into college coaching, and he's getting his chance, and here's the story. He's arguably the most popular Illinois basketball player of all time. He's the charisma that held together that great 2004-2005 Illini team that played in the national championship game. He then played briefly for three NBA teams and had a long professional career overseas until he developed hip problems and then had hip replacement surgery a couple years ago. I think about 2.5 years ago, then Illini athletic director Mike Thomas, who was scrambling to do something popular in the wake of the Tim Beckman fiasco, he paid the $200,000 a year, hired him as the special assistant to the athletic director. Dee was essentially the wildly popular face of the athletic program who helped with fundraising and mood lifting and criticism deflecting, sort of ran cover for Mike, really. And if you watch him in action, he's the Pied Piper. And then Mike Thomas was fired and Josh Whitman was hired as the athletic director. And frankly, Josh did not need a special assistant. And Dee wanted to get more closely aligned with basketball, As I said, he really wanted to coach, but John Gross did not have an assistant coach opening. So they created a position of like director of player development and alumni relations. And the idea was to get D on the inside of the operation and prepare him for a coaching position. And then last November, D resigned, and it was really shocking to a lot of people. He said he had family and personal matters that had to be addressed, and he asked for some privacy while he did that, and that was it. He stayed involved in basketball. He traveled up to Chicago. He trained some players in the Chicago area, and he coached an amateur team briefly, not college, though. And about a month ago, I was over at the Ubbin practice facility, and D and his son were out on the court putting up shots, having a workout, a really hard workout. And so you could see that he's certainly still got a relationship with Illinois. He loves Illinois. He talks about that all the time. And yesterday it became news that D was joining the staff at Illinois Chicago. Steve McLean, who's the head coach up there, had an opening for a full-time assistant. This will allow D to begin recruiting a lot of things that he's really never done before. And it's a very good thing. It gets D into college coaching, which is where he wants to be. It allows him to learn, and in my opinion, he gets to show someone like Illini coach Brad Underwood that he is ready to do this at a higher level. And I would say that ideally he might be at UIC for 2 years, give or take. The timing and circumstances are everything. And at some point, Brad will have an opening on his staff. One of his guys will get a head coaching job. Something like that will happen. And the possibility will exist of bringing D back to Champaign, this time as an assistant coach. And because Champaign's where he belongs, it's where he wants to be, and I think it's where people want to see him. I think eventually it'll happen.
Okay, on the other side of the break, we do have some breaking news on the Brad Underwood date for the big head coach show that we do over here in Decatur every year. We'll talk about that with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
How many trips do you make to pick up prescriptions? If more than once, it's time to simplify your life. Sign up for one-trip scripts at Save More Pharmacy. All you need to do is choose the monthly refill date, and the pharmacists at Save More Pharmacy will verify and coordinate your medications for one convenient pickup date. That's all there is to it. One-trip scripts, only available at Save More Pharmacy. Call 864-0910 or stop in at 1410 Village Parkway in Mount Zion.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. So that first full weekend in October is shaping up to be a very busy weekend indeed. We start with the food drive on the 6th. Milliken's homecoming is on the 7th, and Brad Underwood is coming to town on the 8th.
The first time that's happened either. We've been the same weekend as the food drive in the past, Brad will be here upholding a tradition that Lou Henson started about 27 years ago. And he will make a special two-hour appearance in Decatur as part of the Sport Talk show on WSOY. He will be here Sunday, October the 8th, at the Hickory Point Golf Club banquet facility. And by then, practice will be running at full speed. Recruiting will probably be coming into focus. And I'll tell you, people are excited to see what Brad Underwood Illini basketball looks like when he turns it loose at the State Farm Center this winter. He has proven to be a really interesting and frank guy when talking about his vision for what Illini basketball should be. He's got a big, bold vision. This is not a guy who will settle for finishing seventh in the Big Ten. This is not a guy who will settle for missing out on the NCAA tournament for multiple years in a row. He's been a head coach for 4 years, and his teams have never missed out on an NCAA tournament bid. He's intense. He's funny. And he's very much in charge. And, you know, we've been fortunate to have had the Illini head basketball coach every year since Lou Henson helped us launch this, from Lou to Lon Kruger to Bill Self to Bruce Weber to John Gross and now to Brad Underwood. And I think Decatur's had a unique chance to get up close and personal with these coaches just before the season begins and really get to know them a little bit. You know, some have had more success than others, obviously, but they've all been good guys and they've all been fun to have there and be around. And they're usually in a really great mood because they haven't started the season. They don't have any losses on the record. And in Brad's case, he doesn't have any loss in his Illini career to explain or anything like that. So I think people will really enjoy Brad. Sunday, October 8th at Hickory Point. It'll be from 6 to 8 p.m., and ticket information will be coming before that.
All right, Mark. Great stuff, as always. Mark and Mark's dogs, Lindsay, you can turn that down anytime you'd like. Jeez Louise. We are going to take a quick Marquee Coffee break. Back with Congressman Davis after that. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
This is a taxpayer alert. Illinois' pension crisis is crushing the state, but a solution is right under state lawmakers' noses. For years, thousands of state university employees in Illinois have chosen to enroll in a 401k-style retirement plan that take politicians out of the retirement business, protect taxpayers, and give government workers a retirement they can control. To learn more, go to IllinoisPolicy.org. Brought to you by the Illinois Policy Institute.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars in marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there, you can start packing.
In the words of Harry Truman, America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. So was Mansi Metal. Our high-quality metal, used on your next roof or pole barn, is manufactured in our warehouse right here in the Bluegrass. Save big on all of our red, white, and blue premium rib metal. Only $1.85 a linear foot. American strength, American made. Mansi Metal in Mount Zion. Visit us in person, online, or call us at 864-5835.
This is Byers and Company, live from the Farm Progress Show on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Broadcast presented by ADM.
Once again, thank you to Archer Daniels Midland for sponsoring our broadcast all 3 days here at the Farm Progress Show, having a great time here. They've got a pretty cool 70-foot racetrack, which is the cars all represent the different divisions in ADM, and you can actually race them. And we were watching people have fun with this all day yesterday. This morning they're hosting, I don't know, I'd say about 100 farmers here, where they provided breakfast, and they've got a panel discussion going on about the markets. Everyone's paying attention to that. We're trying to put on our best golf voices and not interrupt the proceedings. We've got a lot of stuff going on here over the course of the 3 day period of the Farm Progress Show. But one of the things I'm really excited about is a project that we're doing with DPS 61. Tomorrow morning at 9:30, buses will leave from every grade school in District 61 and be bringing every sixth grader in District 61 to the Farm Progress Show. Not only those sixth graders, but also 100 high school students that are in the STEM program, 50 teachers, and about 75 volunteers from the Limitless Decatur campaign through the EDC office. And those 800 and so people will be moving around the Farm Progress Show after a brief presentation in the Schilling Center and the theater. ADM is bringing a young woman by the name of Cassandra Carter down, who is a graduate of the Chicago Ag High School, who now works in their corporate office up in Chicago. The student president of the Illinois State FFA chapter will be down here to address the kids. Our very own Hot 105, DJ Mondo will be there, and Suave and Tad as ambassadors for the kids. They're all going to get a really cool T-shirt that was designed by Nick Smith for the day. Lunch is provided, transportation, tickets into the event, all paid for by the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. And it is so important, Congressman Davis, that we get these kids exposed to what agri-careers look like and get them. You know, we got a lot of these kids, these 800 kids, live 2.5 miles from here. And this might as well be another planet when it comes to any sort of reality about thinking about a career path. But it is the most common sense career path one could have in the city of Decatur.
It is.
Right now, you graduate from Eisenhower, MacArthur, or any of our high schools in our area, you come to Richland for 2 years, and Richland then has guaranteed slots into the College of Aces at the University of Illinois, which, as you know, is one of the top premier ag programs in all the United States of America. A kid comes out of that program, they could write their ticket with Tate and Lyle or ADM, and not only here in Decatur, but could follow their dreams across the globe. Yeah. Why are we not doing more of this?
Well, it's got to start at the local schools, and it's got to start young. And to have the Buffett Foundation make sure that this opportunity was given to so many students here in Decatur, I think is the first step. And Howard Buffett has got to be commended for what he does throughout this community. It's not just this, but it's taking the right steps. It's making sure that it's not just a dog and pony show. There's obviously some reasoning behind why the young kids are being exposed now. It's to get them interested. But we also have to take it a step further with our public school systems. That my kids are in the public school system in Taylorville. Let's make sure that we get our guidance counselors to give some accurate stats about what a job in agribusiness can mean. We are going to have tens of thousands available agribusiness jobs in this country that are going to go unfilled because we don't have enough people graduating with the experience that are going to be necessary.
And we talk about employment opportunities. You know, I don't know if there'll be truck drivers 5 years from now. You know, but I know we're still going to grow food and eat.
Yes.
And there's going to be agribusiness for the foreseeable, you know, future of our lives. So not only is it an excellent field where people can make a lot of money, it's going to be around. I mean, this isn't something that's in danger of going away. Now, there may be automation and things that take over and do things in agriculture, but you're going to have companies like ADM that are constantly looking to hire people, whether they're traders, whether they're welders, whether they're scientists, whether they're executives, whether they're marketing and sales people. And yet I think the vast majority of kids coming through either District 61 or any other large urban school district, you say agriculture, agribusiness, and all they can tell you is farming.
Right. And they'll say, well, that's for the FFA kids that we go to school with. They're going to go into
District 61 doesn't even have an FFA program.
Oh, they don't.
No, they don't. So, but that's being worked on. And so the larger thing tomorrow is really just sort of a launching pad of getting this discussion started about getting these kids excited about their own hometown and the career opportunities. And it's not putting a square peg in a round hole. These are all realistic visions for these kids.
We are talking to somebody who grew up around agriculture. I mean, I'm from Taylorville. We got nothing but corn and soybeans surrounding us. But I couldn't have told you the difference between a planter and a combine until I got into public policy.